myself, my father, the Lord's Christians, so that we not do any mistake. And if I do any mistake, we will be Om Adhyan, Vinam, Sayyam, Janashara, Satyam, Vinam, Nena, Rasmai, Shri Guru, Venama, Shri Chaitanya, Manopisham, Vatikam, Nena, Bhutale, Sayyam, Lupa, Kadamanyam, Dhati, Svapadantikam, Vandeyam, Shri Guru, Shri Kadamanam, Shri Guru, Vaisamamsha, Shri Rupam, Sakratam, Sarvanam, Vatikam, Damsadevam, Sāvritam, Sāvarūkam, Varjana, Sainam, Krishna, Tenganya, Devam, Svetāda, Krishna, Pātān, Sarana, Svetā, Svevishāpanikāṁśa, E Krishna, Karunā, Sindhu, Yena, Vandhu, Jakatpate, Gopesha, Gopika, Kāntā, Rādhā, Kāntā, Namosude, Kāptakāntā, Navarāngi, Vāvali, Kṛndā, Vani, Svali, Krishnānu, because these things, Kinat and etc., you will just
be a mental juggling, a mental, it is just an entertainment of knowing the history of the universe. So if we want to discuss, I can discuss. It is one of the favorite topics of which I like. I have read many books. But if we won't be enjoying that in more on a spiritual way. So let us do more God Katha or Krishna Katha, then indulging ourselves in Katha Res or Yavana Res. Because in that Kalo Shudra Kalo, we are all Shudras, whether we accept or whether we don't accept. So Yavana is also Shudra, and Indian born in India in a Brahman, so father with a Brahman mother is also Shudra. So it doesn't make much sense to discuss more on that. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains there are four varieties of people. Now, without any touching any part of the world, we can take these type of four varieties of people. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains in Chaitanya Shikshastakam. He has written one book. In that he says that there is category A, and they are known as moral atheists. They are purely atheists. They say there is no God. They are ready to sacrifice others. They are even ready to give others pain to get the pleasure. If somebody gets the pain, I don't mind. But if I am happy, I am happy. I want to be happy. That is the philosophy of their life. Charva Muni explains this philosophy. He says, Rinam Kritva Ritam Jive Yavat Jive Sukham Jive Basmi Bhutasya Dehasya Kuta Punaragmano Bhave. Is it Rinam Kritva Ritam Jive? Beg, borrow or steal, but eat. Beg, borrow or steal, eat. He means you enjoy the life. Beg, borrow or steal, but eat. He enjoy the life. Rinam Kritva Ritam Jive Yavat Jive Sukham Jive. The way you want to live, live happily. Yavat jive sukham jive. Then somebody will say, what about next life? What about my karma? What about the reaction of my karma? Yavat jive sukham jive. Bhasmi bhutasya dehasya. This body is anyway going to become ash. Kuta punaragmano bhave. Where we have to come back again? So just enjoy the life. So this is known as first category of people. They are purely atheists. Then second is atheist, but they are little better than the previous one. They will not sacrifice, they will not have pleasure on others' pain. They like to give, they are atheists, but they will not give pain to others. And they will have their own philosophy of their life. No, I drink alcohol, but I drink alcohol with my own money. I don't see. And I drink only once in a day. Only one pack. No. This is this philosophy. But they will not give pain to others. They see to it that others are not pain. And their philosophy also keep on changing. Keep on changing. But at the same time, they do not have any standard of morality. Their standard is not set of their morality. Prabhupada says that morality is a standard of activity by which supreme authority is satisfied. But their morality, their standard, keep on changing. There was one cartoon. One person used to throw the arrow. You know, the arrow is thrown in the hand, and then there is seven circles. Whatever. Arrow, let us say arrow. See, shoots the arrow, he shoots the arrow. Okay, this is better. He shoots the arrow, and whenever he's shooting the arrow is not, sometimes it is within the seven circles, good eyes, six circles, four circles, third circle, first circle, good. So every time he's shooting the arrow, it is going here and there. In another person, he's shooting the arrow. Every time he shoots the arrow, bullseye. That's the center, absolutely center. Every time he shoots the arrow, center. Third photograph of that cartoon he shoots. Then he shoots the arrow, he goes to the place where the arrow is shot, he makes the circle around it. So it's always in the point. So what does it mean? This fact have their own principle. This is what the principle is. No scripture, no acharyas, nothing. It is my own philosophy. This is, and I am right. So there was one person, he used to drink the alcohol. In the evening, before drinking the alcohol, he will say, I will drink only this much. And he will put his finger in that alcohol. One drop on the earth, one drop in the sky, one drop on the ground. And he will chant some mantra. And then he will use the business to know. Now it is spiritual, this is Mahaprasad. So they will have their own standard. But they won't cause pain to others. And then the third category comes. They are known as pseudo-thieves. They don't know who is God. I will tell you, if you don't believe in God, just imagine that there is God. If you don't believe in this God, imagine that this here is the God. So they will have some kind of higher power conception in their mind. Because they will feel that somebody is watching. If in the night I am driving and if I cross the red signal, maybe traffic police is not watching, maybe the camera is off, but somebody is watching, so I should not cross the signal. They have this simple fear in their heart. And sometimes they will die very peacefully also. Apparently if we see, they will die very peacefully because they have this conception that somebody is watching. But they are not very clear who is really God and what is the very life and all. Then the fourth category is they have distorted belief of impersonalism. These people, they try to follow the scriptures without any acharyas. And since scripture says that the Supreme Lord is a person, they cannot accept it. If he is one, somebody is a person, if he is here, he cannot be somewhere else. If Nam Sankirtan class is sitting here, I cannot be at my home. So they cannot conceive that Lord is a person. So their conclusion comes out that Lord is impersonal. Lord is impersonal. Because if it is impersonal, it is all pervading everywhere. Like the light of the sun, everywhere it is there. But it is also because it is not coming in proper parampara or in proper acharya. It is all distorted. It is all mixed up. Many of the impersonalists are also not bona fide. For information, there are bona fide impersonalists also. They are bona fide. They know that God is a person, but we want to follow this path. But there are impersonalists who are mixed up, who don't know anything. That's what scripture, the beginning of Upanishad, it starts, like in Upanishad it says, Tadejati Sanyajati, Tadure Tadmantike, Tadantarasya Sarvasya, Tadu Sarvasya Se Pahyata. The translation is Tadejati Sanyajati. The God walks, but he doesn't walk. He is far, but he is also very near. He is everywhere, but he is nowhere. He can see, he cannot see. Can and cannot. Can also can, cannot also can. Everything can. So, scripture explains in this way. The first we accept that God is everywhere. And then slowly, it brings the person to pure devotional service. But then there are people who are you, you know. If God is there, and we were also in the spiritual world, how we fell down? How the envy comes in the spiritual world? How, if the envy comes in the spiritual world, then it is one of the anatha in the spiritual world. I want to understand that. And then they said that then what is the guarantee that when I go back home, then again there will not be any envy. So it is like something like saying, going to a doctor and saying that first you treat me, then I will have faith on you, and then I will take medicine. Is it possible? First you have to have faith on that person, then you have to take the medicine, and then you will be treated. Similarly, on the scripture, the thing starts from Adav Shraddha. There is a faith, you have to start from the faith. The very first step starts with the faith. Because in the spiritual life means 1 plus 1 is equal to 1. 1 minus 1 is equal to 1. And that was seen by Brahmaji. He got bewildered. So many Vishnu forms, like Brahma Vimohan Leela, so many Vishnu forms, and then all Vishnu emerge into Krishna, again one Krishna. He was really confused. So he offered so many prayers. In Brahma Samhita he says that Vedeshu Durlabham Adurlam Atma Bhakto. Those who are devotees, for them Lord Krishna is very easily available. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his mercy, he explained, he showed that how just by following the beginning of sadhana bhakti, because the last category comes of pure devotees, devotional service, the devotees of the Lord, they start from sadhana bhakti and end up in Krishna praying. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained from his life that how simply by Harinam, simply by Nam Sankirtan, one we get the topmost place of the spiritual world. Even if he is the lowest possible birth, lowest possible consciousness. We have the example of Jagai and Madhai. Nobody could defeat them in fallen status. We say, I am so fallen, Prabhu. At least be sure that we are at least not so fallen as Jagai and Madhai. Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave them also mercy. And at the same time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed the highest stage of devotional service. And that talk was done with Ramananda Rai. And the highest revelation was done in Mahaprakash Leela. How many of us know Mahaprakash Leela? Raise the hand so that I know. Mahaprakash Leela. Maha means the great. We say Mahaprasad. It means the great mercy. We say Mahakola. But there is nothing Mahakola. Coca-Cola, Pepsi Cola, whatever Cola, but it is not Maha. Maha means the great, and Prakash means the revelation. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed this supreme opulence, not only his supreme opulence, but his the supreme opulence of his devotee also in Mahaprakash Leela. Mahaprakash Leela, the translation in English can be the great revelation. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed his great revelation through Mahaprakash Leela. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was told by our Rupa Goswami, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya, Namane Gaur Krishi Namah. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to understand what is the mood of Srimati Radharani. And he brought along with him, he came as a Yuga Avatar. Prabhupada explains, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Yuga Avatar. Along with himself, he came, brought Yuga Dharma. Yuga Dharma of Treta Yuga is what? Doing Havan. That Yuga. Yuga Dharma of Dwapara Yuga is what? Doing Archa Vikara. Yuga Dharma of Satyuga is what? Doing meditation. Yuga Dharma of Kaliyuga is what? Doing Harinam Sankirtan. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to know, to get the taste what Radharani is enjoying by doing devotional service unto me. He came to know, to taste that. If a sugar, if it wants to taste its own sweetness, it cannot taste its own sweetness. It has to become tongue to know what is the sweetness. So Lord Krishna wanted to know how my devotee and the supreme devotee, that is Srimati Radharani, feels, how she enjoys, what is her feeling towards me. At least Krishna has to know this, he has to become Radharani. Then only he will know. So Lord Krishna came in the mood of his own supreme devotee as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. They are non-different. Lord Gauranga is non-different from Srimati Radharani. So Lord Chaitanya came. Along with him, what he brought? He brought Yuga Dharma. That is, chanting of the holy name. Along with what he brought? It is not Yuga Dharma is finished. Along with he brought Krishna Prema. If you follow this Yuga Dharma, you will get Krishna Prema also. What is that song? Goloke Prema Dharma.
The Harinam Sankirtan is the Prema Dhan. Prema means love of God, and that Dhan means wealth. The wealth of the spiritual planet is brought by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the form of Harinam Sankirtan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the same time, because he is so merciful, Rupa Goswami said that Namo Mahavadanya, you are the supreme, most merciful. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed his supreme mercy when he did his Mahaprakash Leela. And today we will discuss Mahaprakash Leela. And before discussing Mahaprakash Leela, let us go into the background that how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared and how the Mahaprakash Leela was enacted by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Navi, there were four brothers, Shiva, Srinivas, Sripati and Srinivas. Among this, we have heard many times, Shiva, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Shiva Sadhi Gaura Bhaktavinoda, that Shiva. This Shiva had four brothers. And we were having friendship with Advaita Acharya and all the devotees. They were all devotees of the Lord. And they knew that in this Kali Yuga, there is only one way, that is chanting the holy name. And they used to pray to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna to descend, because they saw how Navadvip, who is the seat of the highest knowledge, devotion to God, has become a ritualistic land. And so Haridas Thakur, Advaita Acharya, Srivas Thakur, they used to have Harinam and they used to pray to the Lord that please descend and save all of us and all these devotees, all these people also in general. Because Krishna, he is, his soul rejoices when Krishna rejoices. Right? Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada. If one pleases a spiritual master, Krishna is pleased. So when we render a service which is given by the spiritual master, then you know there is a pleasure in the heart. How many of us said this? And when we do some service which is coming to the bona fide parampara, there is a happiness. There are various services which we do which are not coming in the parampara, which are not coming from the devotees, say a devotees, which are not coming from Prabhupada, which are not coming from the Guru. We just do those services just like that. But just like those services will not give enough pleasure to the heart. It's like doing those philanthropic work. Philanthropic work. All those philanthropic work is not from the Bhagavad school. It gives some pleasure, but it is not too much of pleasure. But when we serve devotees, when we serve Guru, when we serve our Acharyas, then there is a heart is rejoicing. Why the heart is rejoicing? It's because Krishna is happy. And when Krishna is happy, we feel happiness. Similarly, in this scenario, they were feeling so much of pain. But Krishna, in his heart of heart, was seeing that these devotees are so much in pain to see that others should also get the devotional service, pure devotional service. So Krishna was actually rejoicing, because it is the mood of Lord Krishna to give devotional service to each and every living entity. And the pain of all these devotees were also giving them pleasure. It is inconceivable. Apparently they were in painful status. That Krishna, please send somebody, please send somebody. We are in so many miserable conditions. But it was giving them enjoyment from inside. Because if there is no enjoyment, nobody will continue this service. There is an enjoyment. So all these devotees are also enjoying. So with their prayers, intense prayers of Advaita Acharya, Srivas Thakur, Haridas Thakur, all these associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were all praying Lord Chaitanya appeared on full moon day, lunar eclipse, he appeared on that holy day. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu repeated, he became a teacher, Brahma teacher. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became a Brahma teacher. And he repeated Keshav Kashmiri without crushing his pride. If we don't know the story of Keshav Kashmiri, then we cannot discuss that, because that story itself will take half an hour. But Keshav Kashmiri, he was a Digvijay Pandit. Digvijay means, Dig means direction. Disha, direction. Vijay means the one who has conquered. Digvijay means the one who has conquered all the directions. And he has conquered what? He has not conquered wealth of money. He has not conquered the country. But he conquered all the scholars, very scholars. And everybody said, okay, I accept defeat. And then he was told that there is one devotee in, you should go to Navdeep and you should defeat the great scholars of Navdeep. So all the Navdeep scholars, they got little afraid that this Krishna Kashmir is coming, Krishna Kashmir is coming. So they all decided, let us ask Nimai to do the argument with him. If Nimai wins, then we will say that, see, even a child from Navdeep can defeat him. And Nimai loses, we will say that it was a mere child. So what is the issue? So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew this. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, instead of defeating that person in front of everybody, he defeated that person in person. Nobody was there. And he was defeated. And he accepted defeat. So Mother Saraswati said, she came in the dream of Keshav Kashmiri and said, right, this Nimai is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You better understand this. Go and beg forgiveness from him tomorrow and he will bless you. Same thing happened, Keshav Kashmiri begged forgiveness from Lord Chaitanya. This is just 5 lines pastime of Keshav Kashmiri. And then Keshav Kashmiri was defeated. Nimai Pandit, he was Pandit. Pandit means the one who is very scholar. Yet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not revealed that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everybody can hear, yeah? He has not revealed that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why he has descended? So then Srivas Thakur, he used to walk on the bank of the Ganges. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he used to meet Srivas Thakur every day. And after meeting every day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would pay obeisances. He used to take the dust from his feet and put it on his head. And Srivas Thakur used to shout at him, that why do you waste your time every day, every night in doing argument with you? Why don't you take up to devotional service? Why don't you become a devotee? No, why you are wasting your time? All this scholarly intellectuals, everything will be vanquished in sooner or later. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, other than Srivas Thakur, he used to argue with everybody. People used to change the road. He said, Nimai is coming and somebody is walking from here, like Murari Gupta is walking. He used to change his path. He will go from other direction. Because they knew, so they knew that this Nimai will start arguing and he will take my 2-3 hours. So, but he never argued with Srivas Thakur. And then Srivas Thakur said that, why don't you take up to the devotional service? Why don't you become a devotee? Why you waste your time, so and so forth? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that by the blessings of a pure devotee like you, someday I will become a devotee. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to say like this. So Srivas Thakur took this as his mission. That now I should pray that this Nimai should become a devotee. Because if this boy becomes a devotee, he will change the whole world. Like, I can just, if the president or prime minister of some country becomes a devotee, you know, he's just into the devotional service, standing 16 rounds, following 4 religious principles. Just imagine what he will do. We have one MLA. MLA is not MP, yeah? He was not member of parliament. He was member of legislative assembly. That is, he was member of one of the state assembly. And he became a devotee, just devotee, just one round he was saying. Just one round. And he was doing all those politician nonsense, whatever they do. But and he made 18,000 Bhagavad Gita distributed in one day. He could do it. He just used to say, you take 1,000 Bhagavad Gita distributed, you take 1,000 Gita distributed. Like this, he just distributed 18,000 Bhagavad Gita in one day. Actually, it was not even one day, it was 1 hour. In 1 hour, he just made the calls to everybody and it was done. So just imagine if Prime Minister or President becomes a devotee. So this is what Srivas Thakur used to think. If this Nimai Pandit becomes a devotee, then everything will be done. And all the devotees, they concentrated, let us pray that Nimai become a devotee. And soon Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya after his father's during that final ritual, where he met Ishwar Puri, who was disciple of Mahavendra Puri. Ishwar Puri is the spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He took initiation from him, and when he came, he was totally changed. Actually not changed, you know, this not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's real mood. But this is the real mood of a person, devotee, that he won't do anything unless and until Guru says. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was waiting for the order of, from his spiritual master. And I tell you one more thing. Before Ishwar Puri would give any mantra to Lord Chaitanya told Hare Krishna Mahamantra in the ears of Ishwar Puri and said that, I think this is very nice mantra. What do you think? Ishwar Puri said, okay, this is very nice mantra. You continue this, chanting this mantra. So in one way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was given this mantra from Ishwar Puri, but Lord Chaitanya himself gave this mantra to Ishwar Puri. So then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and then he was chanting, and he was completely absorbed in pure devotional service. And when Srivast Thakur saw this, he had this statement, now may our family increase unlimitedly. This is the mood of a devotee, that let us preach. That is what the mood is. Even in Prabhupada, in this purport, is saying that all these things, external things, doesn't matter. Let this mercy spread everywhere without any discrimination. Any classes of men, any classes of people. And we have all those responsibilities. So this is what the mood of Srivast Thakur was. That now the family of Vaishnavas, let it increase. And Lord Chaitanya started doing kirtan. But at the same time, there were atheists and there were smart brahmanas in Navadvip. They started gathering together and they say, what is this devotion? Not doing this kirtan whole day and night, shouting so loudly, dancing. This is all nonsense. In which scripture it is said like this? And now, Chaturmasya is there. Lord Vishnu is sleeping. If he gets up, there will be devastation. It is all because of this Srivast Thakur. And you know why they are chanting? Because they are not getting food. They are hungry. Because there is a fire in their belly and they don't get food. So they are whole day and night they are chanting, Krishna, Krishna. And the Mughal king, he has come to know about this. And he sent two boatful of soldiers to punish Srivast Thakur. And he is not going to punish Srivast Thakur, he is going to punish all of us also. Because we are all brahmanas. Let us all go and kill this Srivast Thakur and let us throw his house in the Ganges. This is what they were talking. And the fact was, there were Mughal boats coming. India, since last 2000 years, especially last 1300 years, is so much looted by other countries, other people from the world, that a 10-hour lecture will not be enough. It is, if I really start speaking, the stone-hearted person will also start crying. So much of prosecution has gone. So much, that it is impossible for any person to speak on that. Anyway, so this was just a background. So they were very much afraid that Mughal boats are coming. And Lord Chaitanya, and all the devotees, they were feeling that if Krishna wants to protect, he will protect us. And if he wants us to die, we will die. Because devotees are not Kshatriyas. And Kshatriya race was practically distorted after Parikshit Maharaj. That is 5000 years ago. So from last 5000 years till 1300 years, that is year 700 after Christ, what they say, BC AD, after Dipar, till 700 AD, it was still something was maintained. But after once Tamir Khan and all these started coming, anyway, so much loss is done to the Vedic culture. So devotees, there were no Kshatriyas practically. The devotees were feeling that why we should worry. If Krishna is there, he will protect us. And Lord Srivast Thakur was very much in pain. He said that because of me this is all happening. And he started praying to Lord Narsingdev. You know, the pure devotee when he prays, his prayers are very intense. His prayers are very intense. So Shiva Sabhu was praying. And meanwhile, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was casually walking on the bank of Ganges. Just walking, chanting holy name. And all the Brahmanas, smart Brahmanas and Inchis, they were seeing that, see, this Nimaya Pandit, you are such a nice man. But the day he landed back from Gaya and started associating with that Shiva Thakur and Advaita Acharya and that Haridas Thakur, he is completely spoiled. He was such a nice man. And now see, he is walking so peacefully, but in his heart of heart, he has planned to run away, and we are all going to be in trouble. And Lord Chaitanya, when he saw all these people are talking like this, and at the same time he saw some cows, they were grazing at the bank of the Ganges. The calves were, they were jumping with their tail raised, and they were trying to drink the milk from the cow. We don't see that scene in Singapore. Even if we go to that Vishnu farm, we don't see that. So there are no grass, some powder they eat. My generation was still fortunate. I have seen that in my own village and some of our generation. But the present generation is put on. That's why if anybody wants to see, there are farmhouses. There are various farmhouses which ISKCON has developed. And you only should take 15 years here and stay there. At least 2 or 3, I know we can arrange to see the cows. Now, there are devotees who have become vegetarian by seeing the dealing from the cows. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw cows, he became ecstatic, and his mood of Gopal came up, and he started shouting, I am he, and he ran fast towards the house of Shiva Thakur. At that time Shiva Thakur was praying to Lord Narsingdev, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and started banging the door, tap, 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 open the door, I am he, open the door, I am he, and Shiva Thakur was perplexed. Suddenly he, it takes some time to reach the door, and in those times the houses used to be big. It's not a small house. Now we think that 1000 square feet is a very big house. In that time 1000 square feet used to be part of a negligible area where they used to dump the garbage. That is the size of the house. In my own village, the house was as big as this temple, at least this temple. It is still there. The house is still there. And Srila Prabhu will also share something later on. But yeah, such a big house, Srila Prabhu. And the main deity, the altar room, used to be inside the house, because that used to be kept very pure. So it used to be part of the inside of the house. So Srila Prabhu had to run all the way. And here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is banging the door, I am he. And he opened the door, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, to whom you are praying is standing before you. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed his forearm form. And Shiva Thakur, at this time, he was not aware that Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he paid his obeisances. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the Shivas. No, before that, Shiva Thakur said that, oh my Lord, you used to wash my clothes on the bank of Ganges. You used to take my dust and put on your head. You used to not only wash my clothes, you used to dry them on the bank. Nowadays we have dryer at home. But in those days they used to wash the clothes on the river. They used to dry the clothes on the stones of the river. They will fold the clothes, put it in another big cloth, make a big potli. Potli ko kya bolenge? Big bag, and they will take the traditional sack. They will make a sack and they will bring it at home. It means even washing of the clothes never used to get done in the house, because it is considered impure. Washing the clothes, passing stool, it was all done outside of the house, away from the villages also. And even in villages they used to have, this is a washing bag. Here you will wash the clothes, here you will not take the bath. This is a taking bath, this place you should take bath, here you will not wash the clothes. goals. So these are the considerations. So Lord Chaitanya, the verse above was saying that you wash my clothes, you dry my clothes, you brought all my clothes all the way to my house, but you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to show one very important point. Gopi in Bharatur Pada Samalayu Das Das Dasamata. The last paragraph of Purport is this verse. You can see the confusion is that so many things written. And this is what Prabhupada is saying. Lord Chaitanya was always in the mood of Gopi Bharatur Pada Samalayu Das Das Dasamata. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even before showing that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead, even before showing that he is the person, he is a devotee, he is to serve Srivastava. You know, washing the clothes. How many of us really die to wash the clothes of our spiritual master? Like anything, right? Like anything. Whenever we get a chance, we will try to wash. But some of the spiritual masters, they didn't give this chance. So, Srivastava. So, as we have this, developed this desire to wash the clothes of the spiritual master, but it applies to all devotees. In Vrindavan, in Yatra, there was one devotee. He used to say, that terror of service, we have given this name, terror of service, sevata atana. Because if you sleep in the night, while sleeping, you will get up, you will take all your clothes wherever you have kept to wash. In the night, you will wash all your clothes and you will dry them. In the morning at 4 o'clock, you get up, you see all your clothes are washed and they are all drying. This was that devotee and he was a Brijavasi. And we have jokingly given him the name, the terror of service. So, I never used to give my clothes. This is what my clothes to wash. Just hold it and keep it in your bag so that he is not even aware that this is to be washed. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had this attitude of serving. And Srivastava was feeling very much happy to see the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya said, that Srivastava, don't be afraid. I will go to that king and that Mughal Qazi and I ask him to bring all his animals from the jungle and ask all these Qazis and Mullahs to chant the verses from their scriptures and make these animals cry in ecstasy and they won't be able to do it. And then I will go to the jungle and I will bring all the animals and I will chant the holy name and you will see all these animals will chant in ecstasy. And if you don't have faith on my words, call. There was one devotee, Narayan, who was the niece of Srivastava. Narayani is mother of Vrindavan Das Thakur. Who is Vrindavan Das Thakur? He wrote Chaitanya Mangal or Chaitanya Bhagavat. So this Narayani is mother of Vrindavan Das Thakur. Vrindavan Das Thakur has written Chaitanya Bhagavat. And the whole pastime of this Mahaprakash Leela is detailed is there in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Okay, it was just the background. So Narayani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Narayani, chant Hare Krishna. And Narayani said, Krishna, Krishna. And she fell unconscious. Tears started coming from her eyes. So 4 years, she was hardly 4 years. Huh? It's like our Arjuna. Arjuna chant Hare Krishna. Nothing will happen because Nam Sankirtan Das is speaking. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, Krishna. And she went into ecstasy. And then she was Sankirtan said that, he was so happy, he said that, my dear Lord, I have no fear. Even if the time personified comes, I have no fear. And Lord Chaitanya said that, even if the Lakshmi, goddess of fortune, has to go from door to door for begging, you will not have poverty ever, Srivastava. Just imagine this, remember, the Lakshmi, goddess of fortune, has to walk door to door begging for food or alms. But Srivastava will not have poverty. And what was the work of Srivastava? You know, what was his job, business? Nothing. Just chanting Hare Krishna. Because he said that if I clap 3 times, if my food is not provided, I will drown myself into the Ganges. That is the trust, the faith he had. Nothing happens because there is no trust, no faith. So this was the first revelation of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that bring all your family members, all your maid servants, everybody, you bring everybody and I want to give them darshan. So Srivastava brought all his relatives in the house. Now, there used to be a combined family. they used to stay together. The all brothers are together, their wives are also with them, their parents are also with them, their kids are also with them. That's why even if they have big house, there was no disturbance in their personal life. And at the same time, they were happily staying together. Just imagine, now the moment you get married, it's empty house. Yeah, I have already registered. So parents staying together, such a big misconception nowadays they have. Anyway, so Shivas Thakur called everybody, not only that, all the maids. Why maids? It is a plural, huh? Because they used to have cows in their house. To milk the cows, to take the cows for grazing, they used to have maids to and with who were none other than their part of their family, because they used to stay with them. Their kids used to play municipal skits. This was the culture. So Lord Chaitanya asked, and Shivas Thakur brought all his relatives, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed this universe, this four-arm Vishnu form. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to show that even if one is connected with a pure devotee like Shivas Thakur, he'll get the mercy. Even if we are connected with one devotee, Sutta Ikshita Prabhu, don't leave me. Okay, my life is perfect. To have blessings and love of a devotee is the most precious wealth. Love of devotee, love of God, is love of Krishna is shown by the love of devotee. Okay? I have full confidence that all the devotees, they love each other. Why? This is the love of Lord Sri Krishna, which is coming through his devotees. This is what they said. And our friend Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, Shivan, we waste our time whole day we chant, but in the night we don't chant. We just waste our time in sleeping. Let us all chant in the night also. And we have, and they used to chant whole night they used to chant. So, and it used to happen at Shivas Angan. Some of us have visited Mayapur, but Shivas Angan, that is the place where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to have the night sankirtan. Whole night they used to chant. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, how do we chant? Pranadati sunichena, karodati sahishuna, samanina manadena, kirtanina sadhaka. And during that period, during that one kirtan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed his Sapta Praharya Leela. Sapta Praharya Leela means that a day is divided into 8, and each part is known as Prahar. Prahar, it is a Sanskrit word, Prahar. Let us say time zone. Each day is divided into 8, one zone is known as Prahar. One. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed supreme opulence for 21 hours, that is equal to 7 prahars. 7. S-E-V-E-N. 7 time zone. That's the Sanskrit word is Sapta Praharya Leela, means the revelation of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This Leela went on for 7 time zones. Sapta 7 prahar time zone. Sapta Praharya Leela. So, the moment Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was entering into that mood, that is, he was about to reveal his supreme opulence, the supreme merciful form of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As you will see, whoever asked whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave, that is, supreme mercy available for 21 hours. And before entering that mood, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's face, his walk, his gestures, everybody said that something is going to happen today. This is not that normally Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is chanting. Something is going to happen today. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu walked, he went to the Vishnu throne, and he sat on that Vishnu throne. And he said, bring water from Mother Ganges and do my abhishek. And all the devotees, they were waiting for this chance to do the abhishek of Lord personally sitting. Can you imagine? Everybody knows by that time that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the supreme personality of Godhead. At least the family of Shivas Thakur and Shivas Thakur himself, they know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the supreme personality of Godhead. And here we are getting chance to do the abhishek, and the water will flow If it touches lotus feet, it will drink the charanamrit. And everybody became so enthusiastic. Even if we get a chance to do the abhishek of, say, our leader, how many of us will say no? It is just a chance, okay, let us do it. That's an example. So there, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay, you do my abhishek. Everybody was enthusiastic. Pots after pots after pots after pots were coming from Mother Ganges, and they were doing abhishek of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They were singing the hymns from the Vedic scriptures. And during that period, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that there was one great servant of Chivas Kapoor. Her name was Dukhi. Dukhi, the translation is miserable. Happiness and unhappiness. Not unhappiness. Happiness and misery. She was given the name misery, miserable. She was given the name miserable. Dukhi means the one who is miserable, in miserable situation. So she was given this name, Dukhi. And she, what was her work? She was bringing the Ganges water on the pot. You know, they used to have the pot, clay pot, and she used to bring the water for abhishek. And you know, practically she was unknown to anybody. It was all in background. She was bringing the pot. Nobody was even seeing, but Lord Chaitanya saw. And he said, he said, what is your name? She said, my name is Dukhi. And he said that this Dukhi name is not giving me pleasure to my heart. From today onwards, your name will be Sukhi. Sukhi means the one who is very happy. Happiness. So from miserable, the miserable one, to the happy one. This was the name Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu initiated her, even before he became a spiritual master. Right? In one way he initiated her, he gave her the name. And Lord Chaitanya told her that this name is not pleasurable to my heart, Dukhi. So from today onwards you will be known as Sukhi. And all the devotees, they started jumping, happy, jai, jai. And she got not only the name Sukhi, but she also got the love of Krishna. She immediately, practically unconscious and all. Then all the devotees, they dried Lord Chaitanya's body, put the ornaments, garland, and they started offering bhoga. They brought the bhoga, so much of bhoga, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was eating thousands of bananas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate. They said that hundreds of barrels of water, milk, we drank. It's not pot, hundreds of pot, no, hundreds of barrels of, we drank. Yogurt, we drank. Ganges water, we drank. Sandesh, Rasgulla, Gulab Jamun, we ate. Everything was finished already. Everything was done. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started revealing past life of all the devotees and his own. And first person he selected was Srivas Thakur. He said, Srivas Thakur, do you remember many years ago when you were attending, you were passing by the Bhagavatam class of Devanand Pandit. Devanand Pandit was giving Bhagavatam class. Devanand Pandit, at that time, he was not a pure devotee. There was some impersonal touch and some pride also. Later on, he became a devotee. Again, he became a devotee by serving Haridas Thakur. He helped a devotee who was dancing in ecstasy, and he took care of him because he was about to faint. And at that time, Devanand Pandit got the mercy. And at that time, he pure devotional service came. This time, he was not a pure devotee, but he used to give Bhagavad class. So there are many Bhagavatas in India still. They are not devoted, but they give Bhagavatam. I don't know how. But they give Bhagavatam. So Devanand Pandit was giving Bhagavatam and all the disciples were sitting. And Srivas Thakur was walking, and yes, so much of taste and love for Srimad Bhagavatam that he sat down and he started hearing Bhagavatam. And when he was hearing Bhagavatam, he was feeling ecstasy. How many of you really feel ecstasy while hearing Bhagavatam? At least I have to struggle not to sleep. But he was feeling ecstasy. He was feeling ecstasy and he was saying Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna. And all the disciples, they were feeling disturbed. Just imagine some of us are talking with each other. It will disturb. If I am speaking, nothing will be disturbed because anyway this is not so important. But when devotees, disciples of Dinanand Pandit, they heard this, it was in one way disturbing to them. So they took Shiva Thakur and practically threw him out of the assembly. Because by that time Shiva Thakur was in ecstasy and he was fainted, unconscious. And his disciples came up. And Devanand Pandit saw this and he never stopped to his disciples, that let him be there. And when Shiva Thakur came into external consciousness, he said, why am I alone? Where is Bhagavan class? Sitting in the dust, suddenly he realized that this is what had happened. And Lord Chaitanya said that from that time I realized that you have so much of taste for Bhagavatam. So whenever you used to read Bhagavatam, you used to feel ecstasy. And Shiva Thakur said that yes, now I know why I feel ecstasy when I read Srimad Bhagavatam. And he started paying his obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked towards Gangadas Pandit. Gangadas Pandit was the spiritual master of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gangadas Pandit. He said that, Gangadas, do you remember the traumatic night when Mughals had attacked your village and they were about to take possession of your wealth, your kids, yourself and your wife? And you know, these Mughals, whenever they attack, they used to take not only wealth, they used to take the kids along with them. All the kids they used to take with them and they used to use them as their slaves. And they used to take the ladies for their sense gratification. And after enough sense gratification, they used to kill them practically if they don't accept their own religion. All those women used to do suicide before even anybody touches them. There are thousands of cases, millions of cases, is the right word. Millions of cases like this, when female has done either suicide or she has killed herself or her husband has killed her. But I don't want that my wife should be touched by anybody. And she has happily accepted death from her husband. That was the level of chastity. And then the same thing was about to happen with Gangadas Pandit and his wife and his kids. And Gangadas Pandit was running in the rain towards the Ganges so that he can cross the Ganges and he can be saved. And then he reached there. In the middle of the night, there was no boatman. And then he was crying for the Lord, please give me your mercy, there is no boatman. And then suddenly, Gangadas Pandit saw that one boatman was coming. And he saved not only Gangadas Pandit, his wife, and all the kids. And he took them on another side. And Lord Chaitanya said that, Gangadas Pandit, to save you, I descended from Vaikuntha. And I came as boatman. And Gangadas Pandit fell unconscious. So, you see so many people falling unconscious in Chaitanya Lila. And Gangadas Pandit was full of gratitude. He had no words. The Lord personally came and saved him. Meanwhile, the night was approaching. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, the whole day Kirtan was also going on. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked that now we can have lamb. So lamb was there. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, bring Shrihar. Not Shrihar Krishna Prabhu. Something like that. Something like this. You will know that the character Shrihar. And everybody started asking, who is Shrihar? Who is Shrihar? Who is Shrihar? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that if you go to the outskirts of this town, you will see one person chanting my holy name. One person chanting the Lord's holy name. And he's in a simple hut. The grass hut. He is a banana seller, Kolavecha. You bring him here. And then they realize that, because nobody was knowing that his name is Shrihar. They knew his name is Kolavecha. Kolavecha means the one who is selling banana. Banana leaves, banana crops, banana plates, everything made up of banana. So this Kolavecha Shrihar, his life was so simple, that even the simple word is not enough for him. It was so simply, he used to sell the least possible price. It means he used to make a minimum profit one should be making just for the survival. It's like a 1,000 rupee item he's selling at 1,001. That $1 is just benefit, that's all. That is 0.01% profit. He used to sell at that price. He used to take the chunk of bananas, do the manual labor, make the banana cups. Nowadays we use plastic cups or styrofoam cups, but on those, during those days they used to use banana cups. Use and throw, but 100% degradable. Now we have 100% not degradable. We have to do so much effort to degrade the plastic. Anyway, so he used to sell banana leaves, which is fortunately available till now. Banana cups, bananas, yeah, banana flowers. So that is what his livelihood was. In whatever profit he used to make, he used to use half of the profit in the worship of Mother Ganges. Is it that this Mother Ganges, she had appeared in this material world to purify all the devotees. So let me worship her. So he used to worship Mother Ganges by half of his earning. And remaining half he used to survive. In his house, in the name of furniture, was only a metal pot. That was the only thing he had. In the rain, his heart used to rain from inside also. Nothing, practically nothing. And his dhoti was so much torn that he had no needle and thread also. So he used to make knots. Wherever there is gold, make the knots. So there are many knots on his dhoti. This was the standard of the Sridhar. Nobody was even aware that this person is such a devotee. Huh? And Lord Chaitanya used to go every day. And he used to do bargaining every day, 2 hours. 2 hours, huh? Every day. I want this banana. What is the price? Kohl Vijay Sridhar used to quote the price. He said, this is too costly. You should give me at half of the price. He said that I am hardly making any profit. If I sell you at half of the price, I will be in loss. He said that, no, you should give me, you can afford to. In fact, you should give me for free. Just like that. Lord Chaitanya used to have argument whole day, like 2 hours every day. And then in the end, Lord Chaitanya used to take for free. And he said that, I'm such a poor person, why you are taking my money, my this thing, at least let me, give me half of the price. He said that, no, I will take for full. And I know, Lord Chaitanya, you have a great wealth. Wealth? I have practically nothing. What wealth you are talking about? Chaitanya said that, someday I will marry your wealth. And Lord Chaitanya used to have this kind of argument every day. It is very, very sweet argument. Very sweet argument. If you want to read that Vrindavan Das Thakur Chaitanya Bhagavat, it is very sweet argument. If you want to see this particular drama, that drama is also there, available on iskondesiretv.com. You will see Namsangiran Das also in that, doing some kind of anyway, why I said it is very, very sweet pastime. So this Sridhar Kholvija was very, very poor. And Lord Chaitanya used to have argument every day. And Lord Chaitanya said that, you Sridhar, you are talking, you are so poor. Why you are worshipping Krishna? Why don't you worship this God? Not the snake God. This Devi. Why not this? See all these people. They are worshipping these Devis and they have such a big belly. And what you have? Nothing. And Kholvija Sridhar used to say that, in my eyes, I have everything, my Lord, whatever I need. He never said, my Lord. He said, I have everything, whatever I need. In my eyes, the king is there, the bird is there. Bird is on the tree, the king is in his palace. But I don't see any difference. The time is passing in the same way for both of them. So I am happy. I don't need anything. So Kholvija Sridhar was so unknown to everybody. As I said, he was known as Kholvija, not Sridhar. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood that this is one of the biggest devotees. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Kholvija Sridhar realized that Lord Chaitanya is calling, and he knew, at that time he also realized that Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya calling me? He felt so insignificant to be even called by Lord. They're calling me now. And guess what happened? He fell unconscious. He was so unconscious that they had, all the devotees, they carried him. And they brought in front of the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya said, Sridhar, look at me. Look my opulence. And Sridhar saw the beautiful form of Krishna and Balram. Lord Krishna, a beautiful form, like Kamal tree. Yes, very, very black hairs. Black lotus-like eyes. Moon-like face. His lips were red. He was smiling. and his teeth were visible, little bit. Some people, they smile, little teeth are visible, and they are looking like pearls. His nose was looking like a sesame flower. Lord Krishna is very thin waist. Krishna never did any fat control, he used to eat butter, but very thin waist, yellow garment. And Lord Krishna is Vajanti flower is not visible here, okay? It's not visible in Singapore. Even in India, we don't see everywhere. Lord Krishna had Vajanti Mala. And Lord Balram was there. Balram was in the white color. Lord Balram was in the form of white spring cloud, absolutely white body. And then he saw Lord Brahma, Narad, Shukdev Goswami. All were praising the Lord. They were all there. And then he saw various demigods and demigoddesses. They were showering the flowers on Lord Krishna and Balram. And again, Purvija Sridhar fell unconscious. Lord Krishna touched him. And he said, Sridhar, ask for the boon. Purvija Sridhar said that, my Lord, I am just a dog. God said, offer me prayers. Purvija Sridhar said that, I am a fool. What will I offer prayers? God said that, just speak. By that time, Goddess Saraswati, she came on the tongue of Purvija Sridhar. Purvija Sridhar started offering very, very beautiful prayers. He said that, O Lord, by the love of the devotee, Bhishma, by the love of his devotion, Bhishma could break your promise. By the love of his devotion, Mother Yashoda guide you. By the love of your with her devotion, Satya Mama made you bring that Parijat tree. By love of their devotion, Gopas were carried on your shoulder. Lord Krishna used to carry all the Gopas on his shoulder. By love of their devotion, Ananta Shesh is getting your shelter. By the love of their devotion, so many things happening. And then he offered so many prayers. All because the love of the devotion, by the intense devotion of all the devotees. But I don't have any devotion. That's what Sridhar Purvija said. Nothing, I have nothing. Then Lord Chaitanya said, please ask for the benediction. Sridhar said, I don't want anything. I will give you 8 mystic siddhis. I don't want to do any business. I don't want to do any kind of bargaining with you. I will give you wealth. What will I do with that? It will be just a disturbance. I will give you liberation. What will I do with that? I don't need that. Ask for the boon. Lord, please be peaceful. Lord Chaitanya said, I am peaceful. Ask for the boon for my pleasure. Ask for the boon. Purvija Sridhar said, then my Lord, I don't want anything. But because you wanted this to be done for your pleasure I am asking, let that little boy Nimai come every day and do bargaining with me, do arguments with me, and let me be servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. Gopi Bhartur Pada Kamalayo Das Das Asanuta. Let my mind be fixed upon your form. Let me always serve your devotees. Let me always remain servant of the devotees. Overwhelmed with this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him the benediction. That whatever you said, so be it. Your heart will be filled with unalloyed devotion to me and my devotees. And then Vrindavan Das Thakur gives blessing. That anyone who hears this supreme pastime, the most sweet pastime, will get the treasure of your love. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is explained that, now, Purvija Sridhar, practically he had nothing, no bodily designation also. He was just a kenewala, banana seller. Nobody was doing him. Poor. And obviously those who have nothing to eat enough, they had their bodies also very much emaciated. He was not extremely beautiful also. Practically his dhoti had more knots. It is said that his dhoti had more knots than the real clothes. He was externally he had nothing. But Lord Chaitanya showed that devotional service is not a hindrance to anybody. It's not an external. Whether you are khata, yavana, mletsa, whatever is explained there, it doesn't matter. If one is ready to take the shelter of a pure devotee or Lord Sri Krishna, your devotional service is there. In this way, Lord Chaitanya showed the wealth of Kulavicha Sridhar, the pure unalloyed devotion what he had. And all the devotees, by that time, their eyes were wide open. They realized that, what, who is Kulavicha Sridhar? And they were all feeling happy. Jai! Jai! The moment anybody gets benediction, they never used to say, when me? Why he? Why not me? But they used to say, very good, and they used to feel happy. No? There are categories of people. When somebody is saying, the pure devotee will feel that why he? Why not me? Why he is in pain? Why not I am in pain? Let his pain come to me and let my happiness go to him. That's what Bhakti Dev Maharaj used to pray. Why he? Why not me? And when happiness is there to us, why me? Why not he? Of course, we should not try it artificially. Don't try it artificially. Don't pray, Krishna, this guy has some disease, why not me? If he cannot take it, don't pray like this. Just pray that let his disease or whatever inconveniences get cured. Let him become a pure devotee. Don't ask for this thing if they are not on that speaker. Bhakti Dev Maharaj used to could pray. He could pray in 1979 for the ISKCON movement. He could take the risk of running all the way to Jagannath Puri temple with his black body, which is immediately visible. He could take Jagannath's darshan. Why? Why he was not? He had not gone for himself. He had gone for the protection of the movement and all the devotees. So if we have that much of intensity, we can pray. But if we do not have, let us not be. Not do this. And then Lord Chaitanya looked towards Advaita Acharya and said, Nara, ask for the benediction. Advaita Acharya said, I don't want anything. And Lord Chaitanya said, do you remember? Lord, and then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started speaking about Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya used to, he had written a commentary on Bhagavad Gita. He was writing on Bhagavad Gita. But unless and until any work is not connected with pure devotional service, if he cannot feel like that, he used to fast whole day, whole night. And in the dream, Lord Krishna used to come and tell him that this is the meaning of, he used to reveal that this is the meaning of this verse. So Advaita Acharya reached that particular verse and he got stuck. He got stuck, Sarvatra Pani Prad something. Madhamam, that verse. So he got stuck that this verse is not directly related with your devotional service. How it is related with your devotional service? That's what he was seeing. He was passing in the dream, Lord Krishna came. But in due course of time, I will reveal you. Now you stop fasting because you fast, even I fast, because you don't offer anything. So don't, you break your fast. In this way, Advaita Acharya broke his fast. This was long, long ago. And today, on this day, Lord Chaitanya said that, Advaita, do you remember that day you used to fast? Remember that verse? Today I tell you the meaning of that verse. Everywhere are my eyes and my hands. And in this way, the super soul exists everywhere. That is the verse in Bhagavad Gita. Advaita Acharya started crying. He was weeping like anything. He was feeling so much grateful that Lord Krishna is there to protect me. And then Lord Chaitanya looked towards Murari Gupta. Anybody knows who is Murari Gupta? He looked towards Murari Gupta. He will explain. And he said, Murari, look here. And Murari Gupta saw. And there he saw, not only love, he has not seen Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He saw Lord Ram. He saw Mother Sita, and he saw Lakshman with bows and arrows. And then he suddenly looked towards himself. He had a tail. And he said that, Murari, you are Hanuman. And you see, here is your worshipable master Lord Ram. Here is Lakshman, for whom you went all the way and got that Gandhamadan mountain. Here is Mother Sita. For her protection, you jumped from India to Sri Lanka. And you here, and he, to save her, Ravan had put fire on the tail. You burned the whole Lanka. Do you remember? I am your Ram. And here is Lakshman and Sita. And Murari Gupta saw this. Because Murari Gupta, he is Hanuman, who came as an associate of Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, as Murari Gupta. So Murari Gupta said, he offered his obeisances, he prayed, and then Lord said that, Murari, ask for the benediction. And Murari said that, I don't want anything. He said, no, ask for the boon. He said that, my Lord, I want only one boon. That may I always sing your glories, may I always remain in the association of your devotees, and may I remain Gopir Bhartur Padakamalayo, Das Das Masan Das. May I always remain servant of the servant of the servant. Lord said that anyone who thinks that this Murari Gupta is a mere physician, he was a doctor, Ayurvedic doctor, mere physician, his life is doomed, he is condemned. This Murari is treating not only the body but also the mind and soul. And Murari is the name of Krishna, and his Gupta is hidden in the heart of this Murari Gupta. And Murari, I grant you the boon. And then Vrindavan Das Thakur says that anyone who hears about Murari Gupta's blessings will get pure love and pure devotion. Then Lord looked towards Haridas Thakur, that Haridas, your body is better than mine. Do you remember long ago when Mughal Qazi, Mughal ruler Qazi, he gave the order to punish you at 22 marketplaces, to kill you till death, and all those lashes. There were some people, Master Sugapal, the one who was beating with the whip, those guys, they were so cruel, they were beating you, they were lashing you on the street, they were blaspheming you, they were kicking you. Just imagine somebody's kick, blaspheme, whipped on the street in front of us. That was the humiliation Haridas Thakur was going through. But what was Haridas Thakur's inner feeling? Like Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, my Lord, please forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. Haridas Thakur was simply praying this. And Lord Chaitanya said that, Haridas, at that time I was about to come with my chakra to kill those people who were whipping you, but your power of devotion was so strong that my chakra became inactive. And you are taking those whips. So to protect your body, I put my body on your body. And I took all those whips. And if you don't have faith, see. And Lord Chaitanya removed his upper garments, moved backward, and he saw all the whips, slashes. And Haridas Thakur started crying. He started crying that, my Lord, why you did this? Then Lord Chaitanya showed all. Haridas Thakur fell to the ground, unconscious. When he came to consciousness, he said that, my Lord, I am a sinner. I am untouchable. Lord, Haridas Thakur was Muslim. In those days, untouchable. I give you a small background. Untouchable means what? In those days, if a Muslim drinks water and throws on a Hindu, that Hindu either has to do suicide or he should become Muslim. It was a funny thing, but anyway, because of that, so many things have happened. So many Muslims of India, they are actually not Hindu Muslims, they were all Hindus. Anyway, so if the shadow of a Muslim touches you, you become Muslim. This was the so-called third class standard, but that is what it was. So Haridas Thakur is saying that, I am untouchable, I am sinner. Anybody who will see me, will have to take bath. But you, Lord, you never abandoned anybody who had remembered you. Even an insect who remembers you will be delivered. And then Haridas Thakur started giving so many prayers. He said that, when Draupadi remembered you, you saved her. Parvati remembered you, you saved her from the witches. Prahlad, just by remembering you, you saved him. Durvasa Muni, when he came, Draupadi again remembered you, and you saved the life of the wrath of Durvasa Muni. Ajamili, he practically had not remembered you, just chanted your names, but you saved her. And then he said that, although I am chanting, but I have no devotion. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked towards him and said, Haridas, ask for the boon. What Haridas said? Haridas said that, yes, my dear Lord, I have to ask one boon. He said that, let me have the remnants of the food of your pure devotees every day. And then he said that, it is too high to ask the remnants of the food of the devotees. He said that, let dog in the house of a devotee. And all the devotees, they were feeling so much that this regard is so pure in his desire. He just wants to become a dog in the house of a devotee so that he can get the remnants of the food. And then he said that, my dear Lord, please let me be the servant of the servant of the servant of your devotee. And Lord Chaitanya said, I grant you this boon. And then he said that anyone who hears you, you know, remembers you, will get all the wealth of this universe. That is pure devotion. And Lord Chaitanya said that, Haridas, all the wealth of the universe, all the wealth of this entire three planetary system is not equal to even one of my devotees. And then because of your devotion, I am prisoner in your heart. And you will forever serve me and all the Vaishnavas. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to teach that your devotional service is not dependent on high birth. It's not that my father was Brahman, so I am also Brahman. And I have the full right on your devotional service. No. Lord Chaitanya explained this. Prahlad Maharaj, he was born in demonic family, but he was pure devotee. Hanuman, he was not even a human being, he was animal, monkey, but pure devotional service. Haridas Thakur, untouchable. And this way Lord wanted to show the glory of devotional service. And then slowly, slowly, all others started coming. All the people in general, they started coming. My father is not devotee. He is not allowing me to come to do kirtan. Please make my father favorable. Not only favorable, make him a devotee. Lord Chaitanya said, so be it. Somebody, my disciples are not following the regulative principles properly. Their mind is very weak. Please make them very strong. So be it. Some disciples came, let me have my pure devotion to my speaker, my spiritual master. Please, please, please. So be it. Somebody said, my children, they are not devotees. Please make them devotees. Lord Chaitanya said, so be it. In this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave mercy to everybody. But one devotee was doing it. And everybody said that everybody is called, but one devotee is not called. And that was Mukunda. Shiva Sagu said that, my dear Lord, why you are not calling Mukunda? God said that, I don't want to hear his name. My dear Lord, what mistake he has done? I don't want him here. My dear Lord, please show your mercy. But no, I cannot give my mercy to him. If somebody comes to you saying, putting a blade of grass in his mouth and saying that I want to serve you, and when you accept him and he smash your head with a club, this is what the Mukunda is doing to me. All the devotees, they went to Mukunda. Because Chaitanya explained, Lord Chaitanya explained that he, when he is in our company, he is chanting Hare Krishna. But when he goes out, he associates with those impersonalists. I don't want to give him my mercy. He is a pretender. And Lord Chaitanya spoke rascal and so many things. Okay, I cannot say. Mukunda was approached by Shivasatya. Shivasatya asked him that Lord Chaitanya doesn't want to see. Mukunda said, just go and ask Lord, will I ever be able to see the Lord? Shivasatya went. Chaitanya said, yes, after 10 million births you can see me. And Mukunda went into ecstasy. Just by the anticipation that I will see the Lord after 10 million births. I will see. This is how he was shouting. And Lord Chaitanya, when he heard this, that he has conquered my heart by his faith that after 10 million births he will see me. Call him now. And Mukunda, he was still, I will see. Shivasapur and all the devotees, they went, Mukunda, Lord wants to see you now. I will see. He was not even, he was so much into bliss. And all the devotees, they pulled him and brought in front of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Mukunda saw Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya said, Mukunda, I was telling all these things just jokingly. So because you have given so much of pleasure, why? Because Mukunda used to sing very nice. Very nice song. Just multiply the best singer we have in our mind, in present Krishna consciousness movement. Multiply it with millions of times. Mukunda used to sing so nicely. All the devotees, he used to sing for hours and hours and hours. The devotees used to get so much of pleasure. So, Lord Chaitanya said that, you give so much of pleasure to devotees. How can I be unhappy with you? So, ask actually, it is said that in Mukundakar, in his young age, his teacher was impersonalized. So this, in this way, Lord Chaitanya just linked and just pulled it like. So it is explained that the patience which Mukundadas showed, 10 million births is very, very long time. And it is not explained that 10 million human births. It means 10 million times 8,400,000 species. Right? It can be like that. But Mukundadas showed his patience. In our devotional service, since 2 years I am chanting Hare Krishna and nothing is happening. Since 10 years I am chanting Hare Krishna, nothing is happening. 15 years nothing happening. 30 years nothing happening. Her patience, things will be revealed in due course of time. So Mukundadas showed this with this example. And then Mukundadas started doing various prayers. That Duryodhan saw you. He saw your universal form. But he was feeling miserable by seeing your universal form. He wanted to attack you, imprison you. Huh? All the kings saw you when you were about to kidnap Rukmini. But instead of falling at your feet, they were about to fight with you. Hiranyakashipu saw you. Hiranyakashipu saw you. Not Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu also saw you. Hiranyakashipu saw you as a poor incarnation. The nearest person was his in front of Varadeva was Hiranyakashipu. Not even those demigods were there and seeing the fight. But he was killed. Huh? Kamsa saw you. But he was killed. But Kuja saw you. He had the devotion. Yajna Patni saw you. They had the devotion. Huh? Anantashesha, Shiva, Narada. Because of devotion to you, they could all see you. Vyasdev, they could all see you. But I am lower than a worm. I have no devotion. How is it? I am happy seeing you. I am very happy seeing you. It is all your mercy. I am not qualified at all. In fact, Mukundan said that I am like a pile of burnt ash. You know, ash has no use. In villages, ash has no use except to clean the utensils. And it used to get cleaned more than any kind of detergent. They used to clean the utensils with ash. So, Mukundan said, I am like ash. And Lord Chaitanya, seeing his sincerity, he said that whenever you sing, I will manifest in your heart. Whatever you said is true. It's all my mercy. All that was the power of devotion. That is Duryodhan, Kubja, Yajnapati, all that was power of their devotion. I saw that washerman in Mathura. That washerman did so much of austerity to see me. So much austerity. And I came in front of him for his austerity. I wanted to give benediction, but he rejected to give me the clothes of Kamsa, the royal palace. So I had to give him mercy by chopping his head. This is what Lord Chaitanya said. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that whenever you will sing, I will manifest in your heart. And then he said that anyone who hears this pastime will get a chance to sing with Mukundan. Anyone who feels happy hearing this pastime will see Mahaprabhu face to face. This is a benediction given by Ramadan Das. So in this whole episode we see no one was unhappy once the devotee got the mercy. This is the nature of the devotees. They feel happy when others get the mercy. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us this chance via Srila Prabhupada in present acharyas that we should become the instrument in giving this mercy of Lord Chaitanya to everybody. In our own capacity, our housewife cleaning the house is equally preaching a person who is going and preaching in various places. Sane sita shuti gatam tanuvan manobhe. What is one of the words? We do not try so many things, okay, let me read this, let me read that, do this, do that, no. Be in your place. And whatever in our capacity, let us try to give this Krishna consciousness to everybody. In the mood of servant of the servant of the servant of servant. So that is what Prabhupada also says. Let us try to preach in our own capacity. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. I know there will not be any question because there was no will of mine. Sorry, I was little late. But I compromised by 2 hours. Really, 2 hours. The whole lecture is for at least 3.5 hours. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki. Jai Shri Gurudev ki. Jai Gaur Nanande. Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki.
Jai Shri Shri Gunitai
Ji.
Jai Shri Gunitai Ji.